What's going on? This is Robbie Uncut from the Conservative Rap Coalition. You're tuning to the Hip Hop Digest Show. Cheer, 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 cheer.
A lot of cats hating my guts.
Sweet, loving dude like you. Sweet talking a man's old lady while you're beating an old man out of his paycheck in the back room of a horse parlor. Feeding his kid shit to shoot in his arm. Who could hit you, Bumpy, Bumpy? Bumpy.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show. It's your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And what? What'd he say? E Color is in the building?
It's for real.
Right here.
God dang it. It's been a minute.
E Swerve live in the building.
Yes.
Welcome to a special edition of the Hip Hop Digest. I can confidently say that.
Yes.
The man is actually sitting in here.
Yes, sir. It's amazing to see him.
Oh, man. Not on that little screen, huh?
Yeah. I'm sitting there looking at this nigga sitting right here.
No doubt.
Looking long West Side Connection and shit.
Oh, I ain't got my chucks on today. I should have rocked the chucks.
Connect gang.
Oh my goodness.
Woo. He brought that sunshine with him too.
I'm saying, yo.
That's what's up. I'm saying. Hey, yo, so first of all, I just want to go ahead and we'll get this out of the way quickly. Have you recovered from the Hip House show?
Yes.
You were struggling.
I was.
And some of the listeners, they felt his pain because they was right there with him.
But you know what though? It's all right because the show did exactly what I thought it would do. See, the real scholars and the nerds were checking in.
Oh, no doubt.
Adding shit. Shout out to DJ Q. He was talking about Mr. Lee, Get Busy. And I don't know if it was...
The governor.
The governor, yeah. He was talking about the KC flight. No doubt. So, you know, shout to...
So while we were doing it, of course, it was a little stressful. But after it, and I listened to it, I thought, you know, in retrospect, like, oh, you know, this is a show that will probably be listened to later on that will give a comprehensive view of what that genre of music was.
No doubt. So that's why I was happy with it because, again, like I said, supposed to do exactly what it was supposed to do. To take that comprehensive look, to look back and be like, damn, you know.
What happened?
Yeah, exactly.
What? Y'all niggas talking about gold in there. I don't know about that.
Well, the thing about that, though, I would not include that in the Golden Era because that was its own little thing. That was an offshoot.
That occurred within the Golden Era time frame, though.
Yeah.
I see you still trying to kick that shit to the curb.
No, he can kick it to the curb, and I'm agreeing with what he's saying. See, it was own little offshoot, and it was sort of like on its own island. I'm not disagreeing with that.
Okay.
I'm just saying, in the midst of all the great music during those 4 or 5 years,
yeah,
that shit sort of came in.
It was running.
It sprouted a new branch.
So,
but again, it was a bastardization of hip-hop and house music, so...
No doubt. And like I said on the show, if you loved house, you hated that.
Yes, indeed.
If you loved hip hop, you hated that.
And you mentioned Jerry Haley. We didn't mention that he's a house DJ.
Yes.
Full house DJ. He hated it with a passion.
So, in any case.
What's that bullshit?
No doubt. So, in any case, we're going to go ahead and jump right into the big show. Again, special edition Hip Hop Digest. Your boy, E Swervin' East Coast time.
What up?
What's good?
Indeed. First topic on Hip Hop Digest is your boy, William Cosby.
Ooh.
Sentenced,
ouch.
Sentenced to jail. Taken straight to jail after sentencing last Tuesday afternoon.
Mm.
Your boy Cosby was sentenced to a minimum of 3 to 10 years behind bars for the drugging and raping of Andrea Constrand back in 2004. The Pennsylvania judge also classified Cosby as a violent sexual predator, and his name will be added to the sex offender registry. Your boy, Mr. Puddin' Pops himself. Gentlemen, what happened?
Well, first thing I want to say is he had that old King Killer where he got cuffed and stuffed.
Ouch.
Mm. Yeah. Dang, you pulled that out.
Yeah.
They had no empathy or no respect for that nigga. They like, get on over here.
Ooh, when you got here, it was your last freedom, brother.
They hit that nigga with what was that shit? Come here!
Oh, man. Yeah, but that's a very interesting story, isn't it? How the supporters and then the people who are like, I don't give a fuck. It's just crazy watching all that happen.
Think about Kaz, and unfortunately, I got into an argument with Wifey over Kaz.
Uh-oh.
I was saying that Kaz, does he deserve to go to jail? Of course.
Yep.
I'm not even talking about, but I was saying how a motherfucker like Weinstein, forcible sodomy, all kinds of crazy, just crazy shit, you know?
His shit is still pending.
He's
though.
In the system though, bitch.
Okay.
He's still pending.
That's real. That's real. That's real. And real talk, how they got Kaz. And he deserves to go to jail, but they did get him on a last fucking second technicality. That shit was going to expire.
Does that make it?
No.
It doesn't make it right.
No, it doesn't make it right. That's not the point I was saying. I guess the argument ensued where I bring up Weinstein. And yeah, he's in the system and others, mm-hmm. you know, and this Me Too movement is crazy. It's critical right now. But how some going to get away with this shit? And others.
Yo, Darren Sharper ain't get away.
Yeah, but come on. NFL players generally aren't going to get away with that shit.
All I know is that Kaz should be the baseline for everybody going forward
right,
after this.
Right.
And the minimum niggas should get is 3 years. That should be the minimum.
I tell you what, I took some comments off the Washington Post, and this is pretty good. So, a person wrote this off the internet's. As a black man and a father of three sons, I remember Cosby standing on stages all over the country telling young black men to stop listening to rap, to pull up their pants, speak proper English and not Ebonics. All the while, he was lecturing these young men on their behavior and morals, while he at the same time was drugging and raping women. This hypocrite is the epitome of what I mean about sorry, his friends and associates in Hollywood all knew this about Cosby. I mean, and basically he goes on to say, you know, fuck that nigga. He's basically just a fucking hypocrite, you know.
Talking out of both sides of your mouth.
Right.
Being a deviant.
Oh, well, no doubt. No doubt.
And there's the other conspiracies, you know, we old school conspiracy brothers since I'm in the building. I'm seeing people talk about, oh, they was just trying to stop him from buying a NBC, blah, blah, blah. Like, look, first of all, let me just say this. This ain't no Little Malcolm and nothing. This is just business, all right? If you have enough money to possibly talk about buying NBC, then why can't you just do your own channel? Pull a Bob Johnson on him.
Oprah.
So that ain't Oprah, that ain't no excuse. Oh, they want to put him in jail because he wanted to buy NBC. Come on, yo. How you sound?
First of all, I wouldn't even entertain something stupid like that, because at the time he wanted to buy NBC, Kaz was lining up creditors to back him that he should be the president of NBC. It wasn't that Kaz himself had the money.
He wasn't Rupert Murdoch.
Right. It wasn't like Oprah coming to the table with money.
Well, those same backers could have Bob Johnsoned him. And he could have started his own Kaz channel or something.
They could have, but then, see, Kaz didn't want to start at the ground floor. See, you could say a lot of horse shit about Bob Johnson, and he is a player-hater, conservative black man at Clarence Thomas shit, but he did start at the bottom with that DC Cablevision shit.
No doubt.
So, you know, I give him credit for that.
DC Cablevision.
You got to be a veteran to know about that.
New York Avenue.
Exactly. So actually, we're going to go ahead and quickly transition from Kaz to one more star that you guys talked about you wanted to get in, and that's those Steve Harvey comments up against Pusha T. I said on text chain this morning, I thought that Steve Harvey, he's another one. He's a fucking hypocrite, you know? It's one hot minute. That statement this morning, one hot minute he's talking about church and prayer and Joel Osteen, and then the next hot minute he talking about fuck Pusha T.
And what was that about? You shouldn't care about somebody's opinion of you. Well, clearly you care, brother.
Exactly, and that's where I was going to go. But like, nigga, if you didn't care, you wouldn't even respond it.
in front of your studio audience of those folks.
Right. So, I'm not really a gigantic Steve Harvey dude or whatever. I mean, I don't, other than him being a hypocrite, I don't really have any opinion. I agree with you guys about certainly he did care, and it bothered him.
Clearly.
Bothered him a lot.
Right, because if it didn't bother him, he wouldn't have said nothing. And he don't realize that he's looking way more foolish.
Yeah, with them 10 extra buttons, my nigga. You just need 3 or 2. Shit, 6 if you want to go double-breasted.
You got to start the new style.
Crazy. He's that just shows you he's out of there, yo.
He's out of touch. Out of here.
All right. That's what's up. No doubt. Let's keep it rocking. Special edition of Hip Hop Digest. Did I say that your boy E Swerve's in that building?
I'm right here.
Over here.
Where you stay, nigga.
The real hip hop is over here. No doubt. This one I copped off the RollingStone.com. Lil Wayne, the Carter, what is that? Five,
the V.
Yeah, the V. And Kanye West, Yandy, marked the end of an era. It's a very long article. It's kind of complex. To me, it was kind of back and forth about shit, but there's one paragraph that sort of sums it up for me, the entire article. At their best, Wayne and Kanye deconstructed the rapper into two distinct, iconic... What the fuck is that shit, B? I can't read it.
I'm in the building. Let's see.
Yeah, no doubt.
Where we at, B?
Right there, the first...
Iconoclastic archetypes.
Thank you. The dyslexia was getting to me right there.
That shit was all jumbled up.
Yeah,
huh?
Exactly.
What the fuck is all these letters, my nigga?
Yeah, what was that again?
Iconoclastic.
Iconoclastic archetypes. Wayne.
<Good enough.
laughs> Right. Whatever. Wayne was a rapper's rapper who lived to make music. Okay, the more head spinning, the better. Kanye strove to convince the world that who was behind the times that hip-hop could be high art. Wayne built his career on releasing everything he recorded until he got eaten up by the machine. Kanye was the most thoughtful rapper alive until he became the least thoughtful. This guy in Rolling Stone and shit, he's stretching this shit all over the place. And I think the basic problem is that, and what we always flash back to on this show, this is fucking hip-hop, okay? Yo ass, when it comes down to Wayne and shit, it's like this. You should have got the band back together, called Manny Fresh, Juvie, Turk, okay? Made some bounce music, and went on a Fuck Birdman tour.
Ooh.
That's what he should have did. All this Carter 5 shit, I guarantee you, that motherfucker been in the lab and re-recording and rehashing this shit for the last 3 years, trying to keep up with trends and shit.
Yeah, you're right in that.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Kanye West, another one. All he really got to do is go hire somebody like DJ Scratch or somebody who's more down to earth, more grounded in hip-hop and shit. And right. Stop trying to tailor records to an art crowd or a Kardashian corporation shit or trying to tie it together with them fucking sandbags he's selling every year. You know what I mean? It's fucking ridiculous. Yo, this is hip-hop. And yeah. The reason why them two niggas is out seemingly, possibly out of the whip is because they looking around and them motherfuckers don't even know what the fuck hip-hop is. They know how to make rap music for commercial consumption.
Yeah.
And that's a risk because if the consumer don't want to consume no more, you fucked up. But if you make quality hip-hop, it's always going to be somebody somewhere at some point in time every day repping for you.
No doubt.
So, I don't know. So tell me what you think about them two gentlemen. G, swerving, whatever.
As far as Wayne, Wayne has been out the loop for so long as far as commercially putting out product because he's been tied up in court and more shit with that, as you say, Fuck Birdman. And now that they're back doing whatever, him and Birdman seem to have squashed all beef. Seems to be anyway. I know he still can harbor some resentment towards that nigga.
Damn right.
That was some bullshit. But he did release his label and release albums and gave him something. So I guess he's feeling kind of happy about it. So now he puts the 5 out, the V, as I like to call it. And I don't know what the fuck it is. It's what it is. It's today's trap music.
But I'm saying, let me ask you a question. I wish there were younger guys here. I wish your son was here. I wish somebody was here who really came up on Wayne. And I'm saying, my suggestion, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, that he get the band back together and them niggas just make some classic New Orleans bounce and really have fun with it and get back to real hip-hop. Would Wayne's generation appreciate that? Would they be like, oh shit, now we getting back to, you know, wobbly, wobbly, wobbly,
yeah, wobbly. But wobbly, wobbly was our generation of shit that he was doing back then. That's us coming up.
Well, I'm just saying.
Them niggas don't know that shit.
A young teenage, you know what I'm saying, Kobe, but of his generation, but that's the Wayne they fell in love with. And then granted, I get it that they grew with him until he became this massive superstar. But then once he became this massive superstar, it's been a roller coaster ride to the bottom for this nigga.
Yo, B, first of all, I'm going to say this publicly. I have no intention to listen to that album. None. Right? The Wayne that stuck in my head is that I must say, freestyle that was online that got ripped offline.
Okay.
That has always been Wayne to me. So the reason why I absolutely not will not listen to this album is because I read one of the lyrics and it was something about ass and semi. So he said something about semicolon. His rhymes, his words never made sense to me at all. Never. And I don't understand how it got to the point where it is, whether it's Curtis Sons, Kobe, or whoever that age range of folks who fell for that. So if that's what this album is, it's just that same old shit that they may like.
No doubt. Hey, look, and I could be totally wrong. It's not my generation. They could come out and really support this Wayne album and be like, yo, are they really supporting him? Unlike us, because we'll throw a legend. No, unlike us, because we'll throw a legend from our era under the bus in a minute.
Oh, for sure.
If they get caught out there on some bullshit a la Hip House. But all that being said, would Wayne's generation really say, you know what, man, get back to the fucking basics. You'll get this nut shit. You don't need Uzi Vert. Well, nigga, whack.
There's another factor in that, too, though. Just like the folks that was with us, that was down with hip-hop, they eventually slid over to that soft shoe shit.
Right.
You know, so that age range, that Wayne age range, it might not be about that no more.
Okay, that's real. I got you. That's real. All right, and so we'll also finish this up about Kanye West.
Oh, we got. Let me go back in.
Oh, my bad. My bus. Go back in here. My bus.
Now, I thought you was gonna go there, B, but you didn't.
Oh, okay.
On Wayne, I thought you was heading there. I think they're not repping Wayne's album so much. I hear a whole lot of people, and I'm seeing the tweets and all this shit of people saying that the Wayne album is good. Everybody's they're loving this shit. Wayne's back shit. But I don't think they're supporting the Wayne album as much as they're supporting the man, Wayne. They're just happy for this nigga that he's back out here doing what he's doing.
Okay.
So I'm thinking they're supporting him more than they're actually supporting thinking this album is that hot.
Mm, good thought.
Indeed, which shows love for him.
Right, they're showing love for him. They like Wayne, and Wayne's a good dude from what I hear. So I guess they're showing Wayne love.
Okay, that's what's up, man. No doubt. So anyway, and then running to Kanye, again, like I said, I'll repeat again, he always tailors these albums around what the Kardashian Corporation is doing or that yearly sandbag release. I mean, look, again, fuck, you know, get back to fucking making hip-hop. All that stunting, that Montana private recording sessions and shit. You know, the funny thing about him, when Kanye West did that in Hawaii, and he told Static Selector that your album, or no, he told Static Selector that jazz beat shit you doing, ain't nobody fucking with that. But you know what happened? That was Static Selector's most successful album, okay? Which clearly to me showed that Kanye West does not fuck this art piece, Yeezus sandbag shit. Shit, whack. Is he capable of making good hip hop? I don't know. You know, this Yandy shit, come on, B. I'm like, I have no intention of listening to that shit. You know, I at least gave Wayne the 30-second smell test. Mm. But that Yandy shit, if I hear it, I hear it. If I don't, fuck it. Somebody got to be telling me, B, you got to listen to this shit. It's incredible for me to fuck with it.
Wow. Well, before we move on, let us not forget, Lil Wayne don't see no racism. You see that cameraman over there?
What's that, Waldy? What's that?
He white. He filming me.
Short memory ass niggas.
Oh, I bet the motherfuckers forgot all about that crazy shit. Yeah.
Nowadays, everybody want to talk.
Ain't got shit to say.
Oh, my God. That's what's up. Yo, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Guns N' Roses / says hip hop has become generic and sounds like Top 40. Famed guitarist / from the group Guns N' Roses recently sat down for an interview where he discussed a number of things. When asked about hip hop taking over the charts and becoming number one, / said, "Rock isn't mainstream anymore. In a lot of ways, I think it's better because it takes back to rock and roll and we're more comfortable in the underground concept." You know, he gets talking about that. But when people talking about rap or where rap is concerned, it's become generic at this point. It's very top 40. And exactly, he said it's mainstream and become so genetic.
So let me get at you before we get Kurt G coming in with that middle ground.
My man.
Kurt probably going to have some middle ground, but I'm coming at you right now.
Do you agree with his assessment?
Absolutely. And I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
I'm going to get to that.
All right.
But first, let me ask you. You are a / fan, correct?
I am.
Okay. So I just wanted to get that out there.
Shout out to Audio Slave.
Because you was giving / right now that super hypocritical white man sound.
Yes,
as
I was.
You were delivering it, right?
Right.
This is happening every couple of weeks. These other genre folks is talking about hip hop.
Right.
That's all fine and dandy, but where is the lie?
I can only approach it from this aspect of it. So under the comments, everybody was on the fuck / he mad.
Mm-hmm, I'm sure they were.
Fuck it. Hip hop is the best. Fuck / he player hate. No, that whole shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what basically the comment. So the thing about when you're talking about a guy like / and others from other genres,
mm-hmm.
they're basing it on a musical acumen.
Okay.
Okay. And what / is hearing, his ears aren't deceiving him.
Right.
He's talking from a musical acumen. He's old, he's young enough, but he's old enough to respect hip hop because mm-hmm. at the height of Guns N' Roses,
yeah.
right next to them yeah. on the charts was NWA.
No doubt.
So
no doubt.
And he's like, to me, Vert and Pump rap over the same beat.
Right. Right.
Drake, Minaj, mm-hmm. same beat.
Right.
You know, all these cats, it doesn't matter. You take the top 40, R&B included, it's yep. generally the same beat. So I don't know where the lie is, but I can tell you that even what musicians tend to say about commercial rap now is like, God damn, this shit is really all the same. They couldn't
right.
they couldn't
right.
say that.
Right. That's the point
day.
I'm getting to exactly.
Oh, okay.
He wasn't talking about that in early.
No.
Right? And whoever that was we talked about a few weeks ago saying Eric Benet or whoever it was, but there was another rock and roller or something that was saying something. So
right.
the point is I am accepting what they're saying as good word, but they wasn't saying that when, you know, when we were listening to hip hop in their eras. But so that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm asking, where is the lie and why would people get mad at him saying that?
I'm coming from here. This is not, there's no middle ground for me. I'm agreeing with Slash.
There we go.
But I'm coming from, I understand their perspective of why they're mad. So not completely understanding it.
But real quick, let me interrupt. I'm sorry. I don't think Slash is, or you're talking about the general public who supports hip-hop
right.
top 40. Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Right.
Go ahead.
I'm asking E-Green's question. Why he don't understand why they're mad. I'm saying that I don't completely understand why they're mad, but I can see why they're mad from this perspective. when we came up and our music was hated by our parents, and they said all that boomity boomity bit bullshit, they couldn't feel it. They didn't wasn't feeling it. They didn't give a fuck about it and shut that noise off. We was like, y'all don't understand. You don't understand. This is the hot shit. So these kids, when niggas tell them, i.e. Slash, says, this shit is whack, it sounds the same or whatever, they're like, what the fuck are you saying? You can't hear that? There's differences in this music. We may not even be able to tell the difference in it because the shit all sounds the same to us. But to them, that shit sounds different.
Yes. Yes.
And it sounds different to them. And they're like, what the fuck are you talking about, old man? You hating. Uzi Vert and these other niggas don't even sound nothing alike. What are you talking about? Migos sound nothing like them.
Wow.
They sound different. What are you saying?
Well, again, I tend to let my ears, you know, I tend to believe my ears.
And I believe my ears. That's why I'm not disagreeing with Slash.
Well, right. Because again, like I said, see, that's one thing if we're talking about, again, like Quincy Jones back in our heyday was very critical.
Yeah, he was.
But Quincy Jones was making a statement from a musical acumen.
Right.
So what Pete Rock was doing or what NWA or Public Enemy doing was Quincy Jones was right. That wasn't music written and performed from the way that he's used to.
Right.
So when there was no half notes on a fucking page.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. So Quincy Jones saying that's bullshit in the 80s.
Right.
Well, he's right. If he's saying, look, we're comparing music, right? We're talking about music. Mm-hmm. So what do you think about the new, you know, Al Jarreau album versus the new Public Enemy?
You don't mix that.
Though. Quincy Jones is like, oh, Al Jarreau, that's my man. Right. That Public Enemy shit ain't even music. But right. He's right from the perspective of music, from
composing
right. music and playing music with notes and an
right.
arrangement.
Exactly, and that, he was right about that. But at that time, we was like, fuck that nigga, Quincy. Fuck whoever else was hating on hip hop.
Oh, and gee, I'll give you. And when young boys say, "Oh, fuck you, old niggas," look, I understand exactly where that's coming from.
No doubt.
Because I've been there and I get it. But when I can go to YouTube and have a 12-year-old white kid sit up there and be like, "I'm gonna show you how every trap beat is ever made," and gets on a piece of software to legitimately imitate the Migos, Future, you know, all them trap niggas. I mean, this is how they do it.
But it's a simple fix, though, B, that people just continuously overlook, and I don't get it. Did we call hip-hop funk?
We did not.
Did we call hip-hop R&B?
We did not.
All right, so we made our own thing.
We did.
So for the young boys that want to get down with this new sound, that they want to call hip-hop a rap, just accept it, embrace it, and call that shit something else. It's
too
that
late.
Simple.
It's
get
too
the
late,
fuck
B.
out of hip hop.
It's too late.
Oh,
though. It's too late, B. It's too late, son. They already have been attached to us.
Yeah, but you know what?
They are an anchor on our boat.
And that is done by the powers that be. The motherfuckers over at Spotify, Apple, the major labels. Of course, they're just going to tag that shit hip hop because what else you gonna tag it? It's mostly African American males, you know, mumbling over these type of. It's just rap, you know.
Yeah.
They never cared about the genre to begin with.
Exactly, B. So us putting the blame on these niggas and telling them to change the fucking name is not gonna happen.
Damn.
They're not gonna change the name because they're attached to us. It's gonna have to happen from the people that's writing these fucking articles, blogs, or whatever, and these fucking music execs to change the name.
Nah, I think that it could come from within. I believe that. I think that it can come from within in the same way that, for whatever reason, whoever came up with the term hip-hop, whatever reason, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying it was Herc. I don't think it was Bambada or whatever. I mean, could have been Coca-Cola Rock. I'm not sure. Whoever came up with the term hip-hop at some point in time, to each one of the people, the founding fathers of this culture, you're right. They didn't say, well, nah, this is really more R&B.
This
is more funk. Right. I mean, they just was like, oh, this is our own shit. And matter of fact, they took it so big that we wanted our own shit to be labeled as our
shit. Right.
Okay. And
that wasn't industry.
Right, and that was not industry.
That's before it became commercialized and everything else.
That's a point there, too, though.
Yeah, you got to give credit on that.
But nobody's saying you can't call yourself a rapper, though. You know what I'm saying? Singers from the 70s wasn't mad that singers in the funk genre of the 80s were still singers.
Right.
Right? So you can be a rapper, but it's just not what hip-hop is. The foundation of hip-hop, what it was created for and as, is not what's on the radio, who's been saying for the last 20 years or so, the home of hip-hop and R&B. It's a lie.
Right.
But that's the lie they've been told. Like the Tooth Fairy, nigga. They've been told this lie, and they can't. What the fuck are you going
to
do?
Well, at some point, your dad stopped putting that money under that pillow, right?
No.
So you had to come to terms.
So now somebody needs to stop putting the money under the pillow for these niggas. Somebody needs to slide these niggas money and tell them to change the name.
Nah, well, you know, and that's not going to happen because they now love the name.
And they love the money.
Well, they love the money and still in deep down and are hurt when they hear us basically saying, nah, man, get the fuck out of here with that. I think a lot of young boys don't understand.
They don't understand because they're thinking that they're doing something. They're like, it's like the little kid come up to you. You know that shit's whack, but it's your child and you don't want to fucking just kick him the fuck out the room. But they come up to you like, you like that? That's good, right, daddy? That's good, right? That's what they're doing. This is good. And you're like, right now, you're like, yo, B, get the fuck out of here with that shit. You're going to hurt your kid's feelings.
Nah, I got you.
You're going to hurt your kid's feelings. You tell them, get the fuck out of here with that shit. So now these motherfuckers is like, what? Why? Why are you telling us to get the fuck out of here? We hip hop, right? We rapping, right? This is what we doing, right, daddy?
Make another Jay-Z.
Oh, shit. I guess lyrically I'd be Talib Kweli. All right, let's keep it rocking. No doubt. I got a couple here. Rest in absolute paradise to Eagle great Wes Hopkins.
No doubt. He passed away
at the age of 57. The death was not made public. Mr. Hopkins, who lived in Birmingham, Alabama, had been in a failing health for a few months. A walk-on college player at Southern Methodist University, Wes Hopkins was selected by the Eagles in the second round of the 1983 draft. Harvey Armstrong, a former defensive tackle and Eagles teammate, said of Wes, he was fairly certain that he suffered from chronic traumatic encephalitis or encephalopathy, CTE.
Wow.
Andre Waters, who played right alongside Wes Hopkins, obviously had the same diagnosis, and he committed suicide in 2006. Let me tell you something, man. Wes Hopkins, I remember, and they talked about this article in the thing about Wes when your boy Roy Green for the Cardinals was coming across the middle.
Lights out.
And Wes Hopkins lit him up. Eric Dickerson also chimed in and said he hated to see Wes Hopkins coming at him because he hit so hard. Between him and Andre Waters, yo.
Oh, man.
This shout out, you know, to the rest of everybody, but this is Eagles, you know what I mean? E-Color, you know what I mean? Yes, this is, you know, this is our boy, you know what I mean? So.
But that goes to say that NFL had a problem on their hands for the future.
Oh, yeah.
Because that CTE ain't going away, and the fact that these car collisions, as you said, that happened during that era when niggas was hitting so hard. It was coming out banging people so hard. That's just brain injury happening.
That's true. But you know what? I don't want to turn into the Sports Digest, but I will say, but what you going to fucking do about that? Because the shit the NFL is doing now on them legal hits.
Man.
That shit.
Shout out to Clay Matthews.
Yeah, shout out. Yeah.
I never thought I'd be supporting that nigga.
Yeah.
God damn.
I mean, you can't hit a guy any more cleaner. He wrapped up. He hit with his shoulder.
On the side.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, LP, so.
What are they going to do? They're trying to protect the quarterback. What about the rest of the players?
Yeah, what about that running back who's getting the full body weights of three defensive linemen?
No doubt. So, I don't know. You're right. The league got a problem. And also, this is a personal rest in peace. I also want to say rest in peace to Christopher Simmons, also known as Fat Man.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, rest in peace to Fat Man. Yes, sir. Yo, York, PA, represented West End to the fullest.
Yeah.
The backstory about Fat Man, when I repeated eighth grade, me and Fat Man and one
he
other
said,
cat.
I repeated.
He yes. said, I repeated. Yes, I was a failure.
That was my man.
He went all the way there.
Sorry, you know, no doubt. That was my man right there. And to a backstory, the glorious night where I got in 5 fights.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
The last fight that I got into. And
nigga, I was right there with you.
Well, you were there at the first one. Oh,
nigga, I was right there with you.
This nigga had a full fight card that day. But
this nigga was pissy drunk that night.
Anyway, the time that you and another one of my boys pulled around the corner and I was getting crawled out from under a car, that was Fat Man's brother. And me and Fat Man, every time I seen Fat Man a couple years after that, yo, we would laugh about that shit.
Crazy. It was crazy, yo.
So anyway, again, I want to shout out to, again, Christopher Simmons, Fat Man. Yo, I see you on the other side, my good friend.
Yes, sir. Wow, that was a wild night, my nigga. That was a wild fucking night, B.
Outside the school administration building, remember that?
Yes.
That was part of it.
Yeah, not to be repeated, so. No
Glory
doubt.
Days.
Indeed. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Dave East and Styles P announced a new album together, Beloved. Both rappers hail from the streets of New York City and have earned this respect from the bodega to the suburbs. And then they go on and give a lot of superlatives about how nice Dave East is and how Styles P and these guys will compliment each other and bring something wonderful to the musical landscape, et cetera, et cetera. Is this going to be my question to you guys is this going to be the new trend because you got the J. Cole executive producing the new Swizzy? Are we going to see a new trend of, let's say, now guys sort of in collaboration? Because I could see that just taking off like wildfire.
And what's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that. I'm just asking, could this be the new frontier? Because, you know, hip-hop, man, everybody bites.
I hope so, though, B.
You know? I'm not dissing.
Because that's a very good thing, actually. Because, again, it's bringing the ages together. You know what I'm saying? Because I like Dave East, honestly. You know what I'm saying?
I like Dave East, too.
So how could that album right there be bad?
I haven't heard anything from Dave East that much that I'm feeling, to be honest with
nice,
you.
B.
And maybe it's because, again, I don't like the beats that he rhymes over, but I digress.
Well, that's probably the lane that they're going to go to, because I'm thinking Dave East style beats is what they're going to be rhyming over.
See, and that's the thing. See, and that's what I'm saying. My point is that not that I'm dissing the J. Cole Swizzy or now the Dave East Styles P or any other combo that's going to come up of a younger generation reaching back to it, and then that's great. I don't have a problem with that. But where's the balance going to be? Is there going to be a balance where Styles P is over the Dave East beats?
Hey, did y'all hear that Dave East joint where he, I don't know what the name of the song is, but it's got that Dick Gregory.
Oh, yeah.
That's just fire, B.
Yeah, that's a hot joint.
You know what I'm saying? So if there's some of that in there, then let's do that.
Okay.
And even if there's some of that Dave East beats style or tight beats. You know what I'm saying?
Dave East tight beats.
Even if it is, let's get that.
I'm not mad at the beats, but niggas already know that. As long as you flowing over them and Dave East be flowing over them shits, I'm not tripping.
Okay.
And we all know Styles P gonna be doing his thing.
Yep. If this is gonna, you know, and the copycat is in full effect in hip hop, so let's do that.
Check the new Logic album.
Oh, yeah.
Hold ball.
Okay.
Wanna talk about bringing the old and the new together.
Yeah. Hold ball.
Kurt Speed.
Yeah. Hold ball. That's coming up after next topic. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Nas' baby mother, baby mama, or baby mother.
Mother?
Yeah. Carmen Bryant drops When the Child Support Stops, her new book.
Wow.
Ouch.
Miss Bryant has spent years interviewing to address the rumors about the direction her life took after the rapper was no longer required to pay child support. She says the book, in an interview with Vlad TV, she said the book is a cautionary tale about...
Did you hear that snake slithering across the room? I think I heard a snake.
She said that it is a cautionary tale about outgrowing the financial dependency and moving forward. she says child support is not income for you. It is supposed to support the child. Now,
That's true.
First of all, I'm going to say I watched about 5 minutes of the interview. Boy, I love Nasir Jones, but his taste in women is just horrendous. besides that, I mean, you got to give her some credit, yo. She's hustling the child support over mantra. A lot of women are going to buy into that. Then something about a book talking about going from Nas to Jay-Z, and to think that Jay-Z was dealing with a chick like that seems improbable, but, you know. What can I say?
That's where the condoms on the babies.
Yeah, right. As a person who has paid child support and paid it not to a baby's mother, but paying it directly as a direct effect to take care of my child, I don't know. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you should want to pay child support. And first of all, I think niggas who's beefing about child support, I think they bugging.
I'm, you know what, B? I'm going to have to come here with you. I'm gonna have to stop you for 1 second.
Okay.
There shouldn't be any beef about child support.
Right.
At all. No beef about child. You should support your child in any way possible. If you can do it and you can afford to do it, that's not a problem.
Even
do
if
that.
You can afford to do it, it's yours.
It's your child and you should be able to do it. You got to make a way to make it happen.
No,
I got that.
Rock.
I got that. But there's some exorbitant amounts of money that's being charged to niggas for children.
Right.
Which is crazy.
And it does bleed into mommy support.
It's been past that. It's mommy support no matter what. Some of these parents, they get that fucking money, and
no
what
doubt.
The fuck do they do with it?
No
they
doubt.
Spend it on them.
Right.
And the child don't get in shit, and then they still coming at you for shit.
The child looking raggedy. No
child,
doubt.
You, every time you pick your fucking kid up, the sneaks is leaning.
Right.
You're like, what the fuck? I just sent you fucking $500. What the fuck is the kid shit? I need to buy him some new sneakers, nigga.
Right.
The fuck is you saying to me? I know he did not eat up $500 worth of fucking food.
Well, let me tell you something. So from a personal experience, as someone who has paid child support gladly, and now in a situation where certain Negroes, okay, poop butt niggas, and I got to go up there. I'm not mad about that, you know, but I got to go up there and handle some business. Make me want to put a foot in some young niggas' asses.
And I'm feeling you, B.
And so...
I know that story.
Okay.
I know that story.
All right. Okay. So, all that being said, you know, when you come to women like Miss Carmen here, I mean, what can I say about that? I'd be mad that I was with her to begin with. I'd be pissed at myself.
Yeah, you should be, but it's always too late, B.
Right.
After the fact, B. Like a good person told me one time, and that would be my mother. She said, it feels good going in, but it hurts the pockets coming out.
Early.
Exactly.
So, no doubt. Yo, Swerve.
Yeah.
I just remember you in a possible child support situation.
Yeah.
Your emotions, were you heated or... Or were you, because you were already involved in doing what you were supposed to do anyway?
Oh, absolutely.
No
absolutely.
Doubt.
Yeah, I was bothered because of the lack of communication. Yeah, you know, I just saw paperwork and was like, what the fuck?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, wait a minute. So that is where I got bothered. It didn't have anything to do with providing
no
at
doubt.
All.
Right.
It
that's
was
what
like,
I'm
for
you
me,
was
it was
already,
like, what
right.
the fuck
you were
is
already
this?
Doing what you were
yeah.
supposed to do.
Right.
But once you, but the paperwork
yeah.
showed up.
Out of the blue. Then I was like, damn.
Right.
So a discussion was had and the air was clear.
Right.
And then there was no more paperwork.
Okay.
So I'm good on that.
So, you know, all that being said, on one level, I can't relate because I got rid of the baby mama problem quickly. You know, I mean, dispatch that shit. You know what I mean?
I got this.
It's, right.
This is my child. Yeah, and I went the same route.
Yeah, he didn't go the Ray Caruth route.
No, that's that bullshit route. That's that bullshit route, nigga.
Nigga's like, who the fuck is Ray Caruth?
That's that bullshit
Look
route
him
right
up.
There. You do not want to go that route. That don't can't nothing make me go that motherfucking route. That's that crazy shit.
No doubt. No doubt. All right, that's what's up. All right, let's jump right into it. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is the Wu-Tang Clan deserves better than this. Now, I got this from Spin Magazine. The problem with the article, like most articles, Spin, Fader, Rolling Stone, the fuck is, first of all, writing these articles, Smoking Section or Up Rock? You know, these motherfuckers don't know jack shit about hip hop.
I'm glad you called names, though.
Yeah. That's what we doing now, though.
I like that.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, who is writing this shit? So anyway, but I got this Wu-Tang Clan deserves better than this. In relationship.
I see creative ears perking up right now.
In relationship to Logic's Young Sinatra album. And what is that? Young Sinatra 6? It's got an IV beside it.
Now, IV would be 4.
Is that 4? Okay. Whatever. Anyway, the new Logic joint, he said there's little case to be made here for Wu-Tang Clan signing themselves up for this cheap guest spot with rappers they should probably hate.
Wow.
We're supposed to believe that Wu-Tang and Logic is actually pretty good. I'm like, did you listen to this cut? Right. At least to me, I'm like, okay, fine. I'll give it the 30-second smell test at a minimum. I'm like, did you listen to that shit? Okay. He said, this is the same stunt they tried to pull when they wanted to appear on an all-star remix of the Drake song called Wu-Tang Forever.
Well.
He was like, or when they were giving street credit to Childish Gambino on his royalty mixtape. It's hard to explain the choices other than a quick hit of attention from a new generation, perhaps an ego boost that comes from a young artist wanting to work with them. He jived, didn't even get on Logic, but he gave Wu-Tang the business. Basically, what the fuck you doing fucking with Logic?
Somebody should have told him Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with.
Gave Wu-Tang the business. Now,
like you said, did he listen to the record?
Now, let's go ahead and just get Logic out of the way. I gave Logic the 30-second smell test, and I'm going to say there's 35 to 40% sonic credibility, great beats picked by Logic.
That's coming from the you.
That's right. Coming from me.
Right.
I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
Yeah.
No trap. Okay, now, the album, the rest of the 55, maybe 60%, does have Logic's writing style and the usual hook devices that Logic fans come to expect. It's a Logic record, okay? That's what he does. But how many times have I sat up on this show and said, why can't a cat give up 1-2 tracks?
Yep.
Of legitimate hip hop. Look, I understand you got a whole nother generation in the audience to sell to. I get it. Nah, but your boy Logic went above and beyond his beat selection, and you gotta give him 1,000% credit.
And we do.
And give him his full due. I thought the album to me sounded pretty good. I'd actually give the album a B.
I don't know if I go that far.
I'm giving him a B on it because he reached out and he stayed solid with the beat selection. I like more beats than you like. I would give him a 60% on the beat selection.
Indeed.
On there as far as what I like. But to me, and I'm about to commit blasphemy here for E Color, I know for sure. He sounds like what Drake should sound like.
Oh yeah, I ain't mad with that. No, that's
When I say Drake has skills, but he don't use them,
yeah,
that would be Logic.
So if Drake actually tried
to use his skills,
King Killer got the high shoulders right now.
that would be true. Logic. That's what Drake would be.
Yeah, you ain't throw me with that one. I said it this morning on the way here to Taylor. I think that Logic, his voice, the way he rhymes,
right,
could be Drake, but it ain't. So,
first of all, I only got the high shoulders because it seemed like y'all niggas just read my mind.
Oh, damn.
As I'm giving it the listen, and I'm like, the fucking world would turn upside down if Aubrey did something like that. He wouldn't do it. I get it. He would never do it. But I'm like, the world would be totally upside down and people would be pissed if Aubrey did that.
I don't even know if they would be pissed because they love that nigga. His core fans love that nigga so much. they would ride with them, I think. For one album now. For one album, they'd ride with them.
So let's get to Wu. Wu's on the album, the entire Wu-Tang Clan. And this only reminds me of Macklemore in terms of execution. The people who are mad at the album, are they mad that Wu is actually on the album with Logic? Or are they mad that Logic had the budget enough to get every last one of them? Trust me, when it comes down to certain members, Raekwon and some other niggas, they ain't gonna get off the couch for less than a certain amount of money.
No doubt.
So Logic apparently had the money to get the entire Wu-Tang Clan
got
in.
Them all.
Right. So are people mad about that? That generally the entire Wu-Tang Clan won't get off the couch for a certain amount of money, or that Logic got bring them in?
Well, Logic got them in there, but I don't even know if it was Logic that got them in there. Def Jam got them in there.
It was the budget.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised Def Jam would pay it.
Well, I'm not surprised.
Well, that's their man right now.
That's their cash cow. That's their Drake.
I got you. So he insisted.
He probably did.
He wanted to do a song like that, and he got what he wanted.
Look, they Def Jam forgot about the black side and went with the white side for a minute.
Look, let me tell you something. I got to tell you something again. It's one of these things where, and I think that a cat like Lord Jamal should take heed here. When you got a guy like Logic, and again, like I said, to a way lesser extent, I know people criticized Macklemore for bringing out them old MCs, and granted, the execution of the record was not good, but he brang them out. And I think that somebody like Lord Jamal may want to take heed in the fact that, like me and Kurt G always said, if the shit flips back,
right,
mm-hmm.
You're going to be shocked, because your ears will tell you, damn, yo, this is some real hip hop. But your eyes is basically going to see a bunch of white cats.
And that's where you're going to be fucked up.
Right.
Because you're going to go, wow, what the fuck happened?
Because, you know, most of the entire African-American electorate, if you will have been so bamboozled by trap or whatever this new next shit is that they're going to be like, oh, well, that's just white music.
Damn.
Yo, that's how they gonna come on. That's white music.
But that's when you're gonna get a new name for it then.
Really? But my nigga's a genius, but he's probably right.
Yeah, Kurt genius.
I'm saying.
but still, in as much, hip hop is going to be hip hop.
Yeah, from
us. Niggas like us is going to support it. Yeah. 1,000 when you said it flips back.
Right.
Fuck that.
Right.
We don't care because half of these underground niggas that get played at the end of the show or played on music shows or whatever, them niggas is white either on production or on the rhyming.
Or from overseas. Or some kind of shit.
Exactly.
So, wow, it's incredible, yo.
That is.
He said that's when the name's going to change.
They're no longer going to be associated with that shit.
Bye bye.
Oh my God, that's what's up. No doubt. So that's what's good, man. Anybody got anything left over?
Shit, you guys know I'm normally early on the other side. This is stupid early because you know, I'm 3 hours, haven't caught up yet, so I'm running on fumes, B.
Okay.
I can't even think straight right now. I said, what are we talking about?
Okay. All right, that's what's up. Well, let's jump into it. Kurt G's World Famous Albums of the Week.
All right. This week, we got Mickey Kicks, The Beauty and the Ugly. That's Mickey Kicks, The Beauty and the Ugly. And we got My People, Someday Everyone Will Agree With Us. That's My People, Someday Everyone Will Agree With Us. An instrumental joint is Gelix Indeed. That's Gelix Indeed.
That's what's up. Again, yo, welcome back for the hot minute you're going to be on the East Coast, my brother.
Yes, sir.
It is good to see you.
Oh, no doubt.
Yes, it's always good to see our brother.
Keep seeing everybody live in person, not
yes,
on a screen.
Yes, sir.
No doubt. So that's what's up. Anyway, and two, shout out to everybody on the text chain. I'll tell you what, the text chain is just a constant bubble.
Oh, it's beautiful.
What a constant bubble, my nigga. I'm at work, and that shit's just going off, and I'm like, what the fuck? I just happened to look at my phone one time and that shit said 143 fucking messages. I was like, get the fuck out of here.
Want to give a shout out to Donald Trump, who said he appoints himself the Hip Hop Digest A&R.
Oh, my goodness.
That was funny. But let me tell you something. When I watched his live beat session, they do not sleep.
Oh, he's nice on the beats, my
dude.
Nigga.
Not
on the hip hop and the R&B.
Do not sleep. So shout out to him.
That's the Hip Hop Digest text chain is a beautiful problem.
It's a beautiful problem. Yes, it is.
No doubt. So, all right then. Well, you know how we do. We hit it and quit it.
Holla at your boy.
All right.
South Bronx streets made a beast, sparked a leaf. Line for line, I'm top five at least. At least, I'm at peace. I put a muzzle on a struggle, miss a piece to the puzzle. Listen, the only one speaking in this huddle. Niggas take your soul, plug one, plug two. You're too young to know about the giant. Ask your pops how I ate like Kobe Bryant. Put these fake rappers on strike like Nolan Ryan. Melt mics in frozen climates. I'm so Goliath with no alliance. But I roll with diamond, and I don't keep keys cause I'm no Hawaiian, huh? So bro Chan, my complexion with no tan. I'm hot like Cancun with no fan. Still, they support my brand, sing along and hold hands. You too young for the old man.
Yeah, we throw slug rhymes. Amateurs get hung with they own gold chains.
I rap like no one out there can fuck with me.
Expect wreck.
Yo, we throw slug rhymes. Amateurs get hung with they own gold chains.
I rap like no one out there can
celebrate
fuck with
your
me.
Love. Celebrate your love, the pure bliss. Security of my fortress. With once lost kids dodging authority's claws with intent to satiate the thirst, aviate the worst terrain. Storyline bursting the flames, the marquee reading my name. Surrounded by the glowing lights, by the one more wet on ice. So far I came, to stars I aim. By the plane, planets in the rain. Sky's the limit for legitimate gentlemen in the game. No lane close to my flows, all access passes. VIP vernaculars, immaculate claims from a distance. When I articulate a sentence, I stimulate the inner genius of inventions. My pinprint like tags on corridor walls. Kobe was here in all his glory, a rare breed. How dare thee go where we trailblazing, not salute the path paved. Narrations till they put me in the grave.
Yo, we throw slug rhymes. Amateurs get hung with they own gold chains.
I rap like no one out there can fuck with me.
Expect wreck.
Yo, we throw slug rhymes. Amateurs get hung with they own gold chains.
I rap like no one out there can fuck with me.
Expect
my script change, but still a spit flames, eclipse lanes, and anything that rip brains gets flattered, even shit stains when it rip things. Bars smash and all-star cast, it could cause crash, even y'all slash for charred glass. If you ain't up to par trash, made raps and laid tracks with high-grade acts way back before ADATs or slate cats. At power play, hour late, shit that devour prey. Then and nowadays, you cowards pay homage to those allowed to say bullshit. Boom bap, cop back, spot act 16, drop catch, using fours are not that coon rap. Spit the same.
PH, rest in peace. Rest in peace.
These niggas is cosmetic. Build a thug rappers, they limbs is prosthetics. New life was a bitch soon as A and I said it.
Right.
Y'all gon' need doctors and medics when I said it. It's pathetic. Niggas say one thing, then edit.
Nah.
Stand behind your words, fish swim for no credit. Get it, run through your defense. Bellics, BBGs, big beautiful guns, my fetish. Still little nothing move but that word with five letters.
Money.
The reason there's holes in them guys' sweaters. Try and get us. The flow went through hell and survived weather. Shook the earth. Left holes so big you could climb in them. Huh? They do it for the gram. They gon' do it cause I let them. I Armageddon your wedding. Except the reverend, I won't dead him. He say he real, hope he ain't lying or he dying. Past scene, I'm back. I put the iron to your eye end. But they still ain't impressive, so I'm aggressive. Right. They bars ain't up to the bar, so I'm aggressive. Uh-huh. Matter of fact, I hit the squad with the Smith and the Wesson. Lights out, a black moon if you missing the lesson. Isn't a question, I walk on a nigga depression. Uh-huh. Catch him, veto your ego, shit on niggas like an ego. Copping please when I see you. Uh-huh. You ain't really evil, talking tough, but you feeble. Will kill you, but it's illegal. Chill. I'm cool even when the heat drop. Me and Knott, Spawner, CL and Pete Rock. Uh-huh. Not did it in the beat, nah. I'm in the booth getting loose, sniping niggas from the treetops. Y'all fake it in three pot, jump, get your knees pop. Please stop, you're not want smoke, get out the weed spot. You're not want poop, so why you got the mean vibe? You ain't tough, you a queen, I and the same, I.
Most weed, the nigga with them bars.
Real shit, nigga.
Reggie,
no. Let's go, nigga. I call my gun Jackie Brown. I'll let the dog out. You'll get found in the trunk just like Bo Mouth. My happy level's at a low count. I cut niggas in two. It's like a movie high perm out. These fat women give me love and they salary. Take they money, buy blood and burn calories. I got a hashtag. I'm back for everybody washing their feet and face with the same wash rag. Light skin back, I pledge gamma. This old lady on crack flow, bitch, part in my bad grammar. I take a picture of my balls with a fan's camera. I stay on tilt like Santana bandana. I got that perk like Minnesota fans. Got sharp 16s, I rode them with Logan hands. I get it live, give me five. Go against me, you DiCaprio, you barely survive. You want that hard shit, call us. When I was born, I slept with my fist balled up, nigga. And you can ask Mario, I'm on that extra. I keep the gas on me, you move like that Tesla. I walked in fucked up, I'ma leave fucked up. Ain't no telling how I move, yeah. And if the crowd wanna see a nigga gassed up, then bring that ass, baby, this is what I do.
What you do?
I tear it up,
tear it up,
tear it down,
tear it up,
tear it up.
Tear up,
tear down,
tear up,
tear up,
tear down,
tear up,
tear up,
tear down.
And
you niggas following my trail, you're not ready. Women want it all in their mouth, it's Aunt Nelly. I want that car Ice Cube had in Impala Chevy, just so I can say, turn your punk ass over. Bottom of the knife, I'm giant. Willie Hayes under pressure. When I'm done, you get a blood diamond. That's why I act so cocky in my interview. Even Shaquille insured me, I'm the general. Streets on fire, haters wanting Red to retire. But that's an inside joke to an outsider. If I had a crippled arm, you couldn't play me. I run up in this bitch like, baby. Jersey boy, I'm cut from a different fabric. I can play Russian roulette with an automatic. And you can ask Mario, I'm on that extra. I keep the gas on me, you move like that Tesla. I walked in fucked up, I'ma leave fucked up. Ain't no telling how I move, yeah. And if the crowd wanna see a nigga gassed up, then bring that ass, baby, this is what I do.
What you do?
I tear it up,
tear it up,
tear down,
tear it up,
tear up,
tear down,
tear up,
tear up,
tear down,
tear up,
tear up,
tear down.
Yeah.
trying to eat better, trying to sleep better, company keep better,
trying to clean it up,
trying to eat better, trying to sleep better, company keep better,
trying to clean it up,
trying to eat better, trying to sleep better, company keep better,
trying to clean it up,
trying to eat better, trying to sleep better, company keep better,
trying to clean it up.
Y'all see what appears, Vaughn put in his years, the gods I'm giving clearance. Naming big fonts, now do what the kid wants. He wants you all fearless. Jumping off a bridge, I promise ain't what it is. We fed to really live. Adults making decisions, y'all with Mike Bibbins. Talented but kids. Go and sit in the corner, said I would and I'm gone. And now see me get on. Tommy covered the boxes, misused in the Oxford. How I'm fucking the commas, never one for the drama.
Trying to eat better, trying to sleep better, company keep better,
trying to clean it up.
Trying to eat better, trying to sleep better, company keep better,
trying to clean it up.
Trying to eat better, trying to sleep better, company keep better,
trying to clean it up.
Trying to eat better, trying to sleep better, company keep better,
trying to clean it up.
My brother eat clean, damn near vegan, and the fried now steam. Shit'll clear your skin up, but every now and then the pork fried rice start looking like dinner again. Here's the giving in, dig. I wanna fuck at 80, I wanna run at 60. So by the time I'm 40, only the lettuce crispy. And I remember 20, I'm at the partition. Salt and barbecue sauce, cover my fries and chicken. You can feel it in your chest like bass. Why the hell kale can't taste like cake? Brothers don't jog if it ain't from the Jake. Or to win the gold medal. Straight shots to kettle. Kicking it with your main frontin' like she ain't settled. For your ass, she wanna be a nomad. Not so fast, I'm just trying to lead the young homies with some topaz. How I saw the cracks in the bridge and didn't go back. Back when I was trying to cop a throwback. Man, I was just along for the ride. Now discovered my drive. Lost a couple friends and they wasn't even funny style. We was in each other way and I had to go around. Maybe they could still crack a bet.
Yeah.
Shame if your life is all about getting checks. Rap was my main chick.
Yo.
Now I'm like next, but it's all good, cause we still text, trying to do better.
Y'all see who running the country, right? And y'all see how the police act towards us, right? So it's safe to say they trying to kill us. I'd include food in that agenda. I mean, the produce is still brown, still almost expired, unless you're willing to walk a mile, you know, or you could just stop by Crown, stop by the Chinese spot, stop by the bodega, grab a sandwich, whatever you do. But healthy options are far and few. But the way my rent's set up, I bet you we get an organic health food store soon.
Trying to clean it up.
We ain't got no food trucks, we got ice cream trucks though. Support small business, support black business, support local business, but also demand better.
I love myself.
Cause I promise,
trying to clean it
they're
up.
Trying to kill you.